Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain for a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark. I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ and I'm too fucking tired to exist. Please let me sleep.
You can sleep when you're dead.
I feel like it.
Theoretically, we're still supposed to be in a period of time when the news for the franchise is dead, because, like, months away of stuff where we don't have exact dates for it, and instead we're just getting stuff, which is always fun, but, man, it's you always kind of expect a break to show up, don't you?
You would expect it, and occasionally hope for it, but no, here's more shit.
So first up, four new segments of the Liberator web novel. We're back to full chapters again, although this time we get a three-parter and then a one-parter.
So I just kind of skimmed.
Most of the web novel for the first three segments, which make up chapter 11, most of it is basically detailing Zenith's story, who, when you think about it, considering he was defined as one of like the lead characters, he hasn't done much up until now.
No, they kind of showed him off in like the big first chapter's like, oh, he beat the shit out of Owen and never shows up ever.
And now they've reframed him as having always been a sociopath who all he wants is to challenge Owen and Cool Boy.
I mean, it actually gives him a bit more depth.
It does. It's just funny. I actually like the three segments there because they do all work together to do that. And then we jump to chapter 12, where we finally get introduced to the last main character, Mirai, who is Arisa's older sister. It's interesting to get a nickname for Arisa after so long. And then the other interesting thing is they frame her as someone who like jumped out of school to go find her own way. But even she points out no one in her family is like pushing her or anything. It's all like, if that's what you need to do, go ahead and do that. And like no one's putting pressure on her. They're making sure she's doing what she wants. And weirdly, she does not define Shoto as Arisa's friend. She defines him as her friend. It's interesting.
I guess that makes sense.
It does. Like, it's just a bit odd because remember, she hasn't come up that much in a year. So it's like, oh, I guess she'd be his friend too, but she's a few years older. It's one of those things you just didn't think of.
Well, I mean, it's mentioned that Shoto is childhood friends with Arisa and obviously, if Reese has a sibling, you're going to be hanging out the same time, unless you hate each other.
Yeah, I was just more thinking in the sense of that the older one thinks that, because normally you'd have the younger kid would, the older kid might not, especially since she's 3 or 4 or so years older. And then chapter 12, we get a nice, it doesn't just introduce Mirai, it's a nice Yuki chapter, which is interesting. We have not had a ton of Yuki Nymphmon lately.
Much.
I mean, to be fair, they've done a lot in the novel lately, but it's...
In the manga, yeah. Web novel. Web manga, god damn it. They were over there.
Novel first, then manga, but yes. But even in the manga, they haven't done a ton there. It is interesting how stuff is sort of blending back and forth, and now it's kind of just... You need to keep up with both. You want to know, I think, because, like, are they really going to detail Zenith again in the manga?
Not if they don't have to.
Probably not. Then, in the webcomic, we get exposition from Close. Some winking to liberation outside of the title of the in-universe game. Lots of Close stuff. Weirdly, they have Yao say that Override's gone and can't be used, but then someone brings it up again later as something Unchained might be able to do. Then we get a very tiny one-frame Yuki cameo. Terramon gives Arisa a pep talk, which is a bit of a difference.
It's like, yeah, even Shoto stopped sucking.
Yeah,
you're gonna do great, kid.
It is a lot of setup for stuff. It's also very weird. Does it feel like this year two stuff is going at a pace that just feels quickened from year one?
Definitely, especially because before there was like more focus on individual characters, and now it's just like, let's go fast.
And they're on the Power Ranger outfits also.
They're very nice Power Ranger outfits, though. Yeah.
And we also get an update for character profiles in the relationship chart on the website. See, now I'm just looking at those, and I'm just like, which one? Yuki randomly calling Mirai M'lady?
Or like, God, now we're going to end up seeing Yuki with fan art with wearing a fedora.
Then it's like, oh, Suzune is the one who sent the job request to Mirai. These charts I've actually liked, to be honest.
interesting.
Yeah. Although it's weird, some of these characters feels like they aren't quite as, like, maybe I'm wrong. When is the last thing you remember of Winter doing something?
Honestly, I keep forgetting Winter exists.
Like, I can recall Altea doing stuff, Suzune doing stuff, Ryutaro, Yuki. Winter, I'm sure has, but, like, it's not memorable to me. Especially looking at the chart.
The last thing that comes to mind is the their intro chapter. Well, intro of double chapter.
Yeah. And then Digimon Comics is over. V-Jump gave it a nice little page, which is... I like when it does the stuff where it doesn't need to. It just kind of goes over, like, you know, fun to see this type of Digimon drawn. Some of the stories have different themes and lots of gags. I still think the gags are some of the best part of Digimon Comics.
Absolutely, and I love Wanyamon with the sunglasses.
I still liked when they had him dressed up as a delinquent. Oh, that is him as a delinquent, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, with the little
I didn't have it zoomed in to see the lollipop. But yeah, I like that they're reminding people they exist when they're over. And then Terrymon time. So first up, it looks like they recorded this to put up before they hit 100,000 on the Digimon YouTube, but they hit it before they put it up.
Okay.
So he had various demands, and in the end, they ended up announcing which they're actually doing. So, interview with fans overseas at New York Comic Con, some sort of song production, lyrics and composition by Terasuke, a 4-frame comic based on his day, and
I would love that.
And depending on the budget, some sort of advertisement at the Shinjuku Vision.
That might be asking a bit much.
Well, I assume what's going to be is it's going to be, like, you know, based on the budget, and we're going to see, like, a piece of paper slapped to, like, a message board or something.
Just a random sticker. Yeah.
Then an episode where he ranks Digimon cards based on a given theme. And the two... Now, you'd think the themes would be, like, you know, Dragon's Roar or character from this anime. Instead, there are cards Terasuke wants to step into, and they're all Terrymon cards, meaning which one would he want to be there? And cards with a powerful gaze, which are cards where the character is making eye contact with the viewer.
Okay.
And then the third one was multi-themed. First, so it went over the history of Digimon story franchise, and then new information on Time Stranger, which is actually maybe more information than we had up until now. So first up,
I should probably go and look over that.
So first up, they actually put this episode up in 4K for better compression for the video game footage. So the first reveal is it's actually a free look camera. It is not the Time Stranger Resident Evil-esque camera. We can definitely say, I think we neither of us expected it to be open world. They definitely show it's not. You can definitely see the characters going through loading zones. Terrymon also comments on ass, as you do. And people have not been able to get enough of ass comments because of that. I was like, Dev giggling is funnier than most the way most people are reacting to it, frankly.
Because I'm a terrible person.
Then preview of some Digimon we haven't seen before doing attacks. And there's also some in the city scenes. But among those, Nightmon, Catch Mamemon, and Kaiser Greymon. And before
I'm really excited about Catch Mamemon for some reason.
Because it's a goofier choice. Because, like, if you see Nightmon or Kaiser Greymon, they're not wild choices. You almost expect them. Then they finish by showing the in-game evolution sequence for Gomon to Kakumon. I have to be honest, I found it kind of boring. It was not an exciting evolution sequence to me personally, honestly.
I just assume they'll save the good shit for, like, the
some sort of action. Something, yeah. Gomon to Ikakumon, which I assume will be the basic evolution. It was fine. It didn't drive me wild, honestly. Graphics look, I'd say, a bit better than we've seen in some of the footage. But I'm still in the mood of, I need to see, like, what the specs are, what the resolution is, what the frame rate is. Do we get a Switch 2 version?
There's no way in hell we're not getting a Switch 2 version eventually.
Well, I guess what I mean is when do we get a Switch 2 version? Because, like, I plan to get it for PC initially. But, like, I think that matters in how it ends up being perceived. especially when you get, you know, changing stuff for other games. Like, people started seeing footage of the, what was the most recent Pokemon games? Was it Sun and Moon?
Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, the free upgrade for those for the Switch 2, where it's like, oh, they're going to run at a much higher resolution. They're going to be 60 FPS. It's like, oh, that's a free upgrade coming basically in a few days.
Like, you couldn't get worse than what it was initially there. Going through one of the areas, I lagged so bad. I was having flashbacks to playing MMOs on dial-up.
That could that is basically how people reacted to Next Order on the Vita. You remember how upset people were who imported it and it just did not like run that well?
Chugged.
And I want to say the original version of Cyber Sleuth, I think on the Vita, it advertises being up to 20 frames per second. Yeah, I expect this to run decently well. And then some news for Digimon Expo. It will be September 20th and 21st at Prism Hall in Tokyo Dome City. Decent size thing, not like crazy size, but decent size. And we will get information on June 26th, which, you know, anniversary of Digimon.
And from the date, I expect there to be a decent amount of Beat Breaks content.
Yeah, like, no matter when it's coming out in October, it feels like very Beat Break heavy. Then we started getting Anime Expo news. That is about a month away. So there'll be a booth with the Digimon card game, and they'll be showing off Digimon Alisson there. Some sort of Toei panels, and more to come. And the Bandai Namco booth listing mentions game demos, including Time Stranger, which they did for Survive the year it was coming out. So,
are you going to go?
Nah, not really. Because, like, what is the biggest convention you've been to?
Otakon.
Imagine that, but bigger and less pleasant. Like, if I'm going to Anime Expo, I would be going just for the Digimon stuff. And at that point, I just don't...
Going to conventions, I'm mostly going to be wandering around the artist hall and running around dressed up.
Yeah. I will see if I know anyone going who can give us the floor report on the demo.
If I wasn't on the opposite side of the country, I would totally go, but a bit out of my range.
Yeah, it's just... I've celebrated my birthday there before. This is right before my birthday. I would rather not celebrate it there, in the sense of I would rather just be home relaxing.
God, we're so old.
To be fair, it's also Anime Expo. Like, when you look at the pictures of Anime Expo the last few years, doesn't look like it's pleasant to walk around. Like, if you have an actual goal of something to do.
Like, a wall of bodies.
Basically, yes. So we'll see what else pops up there. And then more Time Strangers info. So we got an introduction for Kosuke Misono. I like everyone thinking they're being clever, going, this guy has something more to him. It's like, yeah, we figured out when the description is basically, he's a detective, and he rents a room to the protagonist. And if you cover the top of his face, you can imagine him with a char mask on. So, yeah. We got an introduction, little tile for Minervamon. And I like this one where it actually is like she pops up in front of the protagonist and they decide to explore together. And she has some sort of mission. We also got a little clip of her earlier today. Her clip, I feel like I do with Omegamon, where it doesn't feel very exciting to me. Like, some of these I watch, it's like whether I know the character deeply or not, it's like, oh, that's a neat little clip. This one, it feels a little cold. Yeah, but I rank it more towards the lower ones like Omegamon. Although, to be fair, the sound effects aren't as goofy as Omegamon's was.
I was going to say, at least there's now...
Yeah, the Omegamon's had the worst sound effects so far. Like, no doubt.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
We get a little tile for Tidemon. And a clip for Dobermon.
It's baby. Poppy.
Dobermon had shown up in V-Jump, as did Shoujinmon. I think it's been a while since we've seen him in a game off the top of my head. Someone's going to be like, no, he's in Cyber Sleuth or something, and I'll just have completely forgotten.
Barry's kind of forgettable, unless you're really into Journey to the West themed Digimon.
Are you saying he's not ribbiting? Well, I guess he isn't technically a frog, so... Eh. Yeah, then Time Strange also got a two-page spread in Vietnam. Honestly, Minerva Mond looks better in that screenshot than she does in the clip.
It's hiding all the actual texture.
Well, I just mean, like, it's more dynamic. It feels like it's in the middle of some sort of plot thing. And then we also get to see the other characters. They love to keep showing us that parrot, Mon.
The good bird.
And let's see. We have the cover art for the Braveheart CD. That is some good fucking art.
I was going to say, it's fucking amazing, and I would love, like, a poster of it.
I need a check. I assume somewhere as a bonus we'll have a bromide or some sort of print. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Also, kind of like imagine it with like metallic foil finish on it.
That'd be so neat. The only real flaw I can say here is the Fire Evolutions. Is it kind of hard to tell that's Greymon and not another Garurumon?
Just because the way that like the snout feels like elongated, and also the text is covering up his horns.
Yeah.
But it's like the R is right over.
Yeah, so that is out later this month for about, at this point, I think conversion makes it like $4.50. I need to see if there's anything else I need to import, and then I can just add this to the order. And then they announced this, what was it, August 1st last year. The Yamato and the Teenage Wolves album from 02. Pre-orders are open. It'll be out July 30th. And they announced...
I totally forgot about that one.
And they announced song details, so it'll be 10-song album, everything's newly recorded. The first five are new recordings of Yamato's songs from Adventure in 02, which is Walk on the Edge, Key to Granting Wish, Our Melody, To Beer a Door, Alone on a Seesaw. Then five new songs, they aren't announcing it. Yodo Kazama posted that he was excited for it, and he was quite pleased that the old songs were new recordings. They are not saying the name of the album or showing a cover yet, though, which is interesting to do 2 months before release when pre-orders are open. I feel like any mystery of the title, like I can understand if you want to wait a bit to show the cover, but what mystery could the title have that's worth hiding?
Maybe the cover has the title of like one of the best songs.
Maybe. Oh, named after one of the new songs, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that actually would make sense, but we'll see. And then, time for me and Dev to both sip some water before the card apocalypse.
Fuck water, I'm going straight for the Pedialyte. I need the electrolytes.
Okay, so first up, Dev. Soundbirdmon. I actually like it. It's weird how menacing this picture looks.
He's like all squinty and angy.
Then we get Rarurmon. I think this is meant to be a homage to his profile art. I think. But I'm not 100% sure.
Actually, I initially thought it was drawn by Kenji Watanabe until I saw different artist's name on the actual card.
Yeah, what do you think of Aizmon?
Looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I love the colors in the background, too. Especially, like, the wisps of cloud kind of, like, really give it a scale. Like, this is a huge fucker.
No, the weird thing is the level of detail when you zoom in. Like, did you look at, like, how it has almost, like, a scaly appearance?
So fucking cool.
You know what it reminds me of? World of Goo.
Hmm?
The video game World of Goo.
Okay, I've only seen, like, a clip or two of that.
Okay, it really reminds me of that for some reason. Let's see. Next up is Aizmon Scatter Mode. So, here's the weird thing about this. Have we ever seen Scatter Mode be that big?
Actually, they're really tiny.
I'm just trying to remember if we ever did see him get bigger.
Thinking back, I don't recall it that big.
Neat art, though.
It's kind of like Kuramon, where there's like a whole bunch of the little fuckers.
Yeah. And then we get Kunemon, who is being very Kunemon-ish.
He's fucking adorable, and I love him, and I want to cuddle him and give him treats.
Let's see. Ogremon gets some creepy-ish. He feels, Gollum-ish.
Skin texture, though.
Gollum-ish.
Yeah.
Hanemon. I feel like Hanemon, you can say they're trying to party. And maybe
forget the name of those things from Animal Crossing that make the duke duke noise and you dig them up.
Well, I think they're inspired by the same thing.
Yeah.
Kokeshimon. It has a weird, creepy doll vibe.
Absolutely, but I really love like the background of like the traditional like Japanese house. You can see like the mountains in the distance,
And then Kaguyamon looks great. That is a great space mecha-y type thing.
It's going to kill us all.
Karakuramon, it's going to kill us all, probably.
Yeah.
Then Mirai gets some very Liberator Cell art for her first card. It's funny, we're so past these cards for the characters, but this is the introduction type card everyone else got also.
I hate her collar. It looks so bad.
I think it would work if she didn't have the double collar. Here's the issue. One, she has the collar on the zip-up shirt. Then she has the collar on the aviator jacket, but it doesn't feel like the collar goes around as much as an aviator collar would.
And just like you just attached a caterpillar.
Yeah, that's to the coat neck. Yeah, exactly. Digitalamon giving Greymon a nice toothache.
Nom.
That is a great image, though. Honestly,
I don't want to see that.
File Island, which continues the tradition of File Island constantly getting new renders, and anytime you think you identify which one it is, and you go and check, you realize it's actually slightly different.
Yep.
I don't believe this is a pre-existing one.
I was about to say, it looks like
I tried comparing it to a few of them, and each one's like, it's not quite right. Metal Greymon Altaris mode. I love when we can just go model kit box.
Yeah.
Blitz Greymon Ace, which that is just some good anime-esque art. It's easy to forget that they're actually considered part of the V1, even though they didn't show up for 20 years. Then Tidemon Ace.
Looks, you know, badass.
My issue, does it feel like his helmet's drawn differently this time?
I think it's just because we're seeing kind of like an angle, above him angle, when usually you're kind of seeing like looking at him like from slightly below.
Okay, that makes sense. Then we get High Entramon Ace doing a side laser.
Yep.
Mamemon, that is a good attack.
What the hell is he beating up?
I think it's supposed to be Bancho Mamemon.
Okay, see part of the code.
Yeah, the angle in the text makes it hard for me to be sure, but I think it's Bancho Mamemon. I think.
Beating up and stealing his code.
Then Analog Boy with some very nice... This feels like promo art from manga or something.
It does, and it's really fucking cool looking.
And then here is a weird parallel card. Metal Greymon Altaris mode that looks like it's a model kit box.
I was going to say, this one also looks like a model kit box.
But entirely different than the other one. Weregrumon Sagittarius mode also gets model kit box, but this one's very neat. You have him flying. He's doing the Alna shot. And I believe I'm right in that it's supposed to be raining.
I was going to say, it looks like he's like flying into the rain because looks like his fur is all like wet.
No, and we also get the nice speed effect with the clouds in the background. Skull Greymon being very Skull Greymon. I like it. I just don't have much to say about this one, honestly.
Color contrast.
And then, it's been a while since we've seen these two in the card game because they focused on the originals. 2020 Tai Chi Yamato.
Coincidentally, I was at a convention last week and I happened to pick up a print of the 2020 version of Yamato, so...
Oh, yeah, you showed me that. I should have thought to put it in the title cards so they could see it. But the art here, very nice, very dynamic. It has been a while since these versions have been in the card game.
Back for revenge.
Then we get Omegamon Alter S. Again.
Might be why they're back.
Another model kit box. I really like the coloring style where it has like a marbling effect. Like, just very nice. Also, his eyes are bugged out. Then we get Mirai carrying... Hanimon. Does the pose seem a bit goofy for her? We get like the big smile and the thumbs up.
But then like lugging your partner under your arm like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. And that's some really good parallel art for Kaguyamon. Like that is great artwork.
That looks utterly menacing.
Then Cernumon This one's actually really great. This is Koki when, like, it doesn't have the pudding look, and it just looks really detailed and really good.
Giving, like, really hardcore Princess Mononoke vibes.
And then, I think this is one of the VIP ones. Parallel art for Analog Boy, where it's him and Mamemon, but it really feels like a color manga chapter image.
Yes.
I just really love it.
And I think it's the when they're inside Infinity Mountain, they're about to fight Analog Man and Mugendramon.
I think so, but I wasn't sure. Then we get Parallel Card of Meat, which is Agumon with a bunch of Digimon all enjoying meat. And Agumon is dual wielding.
Okay, this is the VIP of the set.
Then Negamon and Abatomon. Negamon has an interesting paint style. Abatomon is a very dynamic version of his profile art. It is weird to have these guys just all pop up again, huh?
And also, Negamon looks fucking adorable.
Way better, else he'd be dead because no one would take care of him. Then Abatomon Core. That's great art, and it's kind of mirrored from Alter S. Did Abatomon Core have a card already? I don't think they did.
I don't remember.
Because I think by the time they would have given him a card, they were focusing on Ghost Game stuff. Then a box topper for the set is Doraemon.
I fucking love this one.
It's really nice. Then Devimon. Really great anime art of him with Betamon and Agumon. And then
babysitting.
And then from the launch event is the different Agumon cards, both English and Japanese. We've seen previews of this before, but still very nice. V-Jump also went over Booster Set EX-09. And then we started to get Booster 22 previews with a surprise, initially. So the first two cards all put up at the same time were the starters Terramon, Palmon, and Higurumon. All new art from Naoki Akamine.
Ooh.
Who not only did the Atmon manga, did the one chapter Hacker's Memory manga.
I was wondering why the art style looked really familiar, but I did not bother zooming in and looking at the
Also, can we just say that fucking Terriermon? Holy shit.
It's so fucking cute.
I was going to say, it really looks like a fluffy plush, doesn't it?
I need to cuddle it.
Then Amy gets new art, very anime-esque, a lot of the Tamers cards from Booster Set 22. Does it feel like they're having her wave because they don't know what to have her do?
Generic pose.
Then we get the original / species form of eater with Agumon and Gabumon looking at it.
The fuck is this? Can we eat this?
Then we get cards of Agumon and Gabumon battling an eater.
Like, we can't eat it, guess we're going to have to fight it.
Both of these shots are very reminiscent of ones, like, in my mind for the characters. Then Nokia.
A little more dynamic-ish.
A bit. It feels like they just kind of turned her to make it more dynamic, though. Then we get Vimon and Vidramon. A lot of people do not like Vimon's fingers in this.
I can probably see why. They're very detailed. They're very detailed.
And then we get Vidramon battling Death Merimon. As he should be. And then, after that, we got Merimon and Blue Merimon. These are both very much Cyber Sleuth-like battle shots. In a way that
like
really...
Like how they're set up currently. Yeah. Is, like, if you look at the two Japanese ones where they're set up, it's like they're back-to-back. But if you look at the Japanese and the English one, where they're facing off against each other.
Yeah. Rise Greymon and a promo poster. Rise Greymon looks neat. I don't have much to say about it. It feels post-evolution-y.
It's like he's, like, boosting at you and about to smack you.
Now, in the promo poster, does everyone here have collars that you more approve of?
Yes, their collars are suitably fluffy.
Good. Let's see. Next up is the human form eater. This one, the way the art's done, it has a weird 3D effect. Where you have, like, the 3D background.
Corpse stumbling towards you.
We've all played Resident Evil. Just shoot it a few times and run. Then we get Galgomon, Togemon, and Gardramon Gold. I like these all, but it's just funny how they just keep putting gold in stuff like that's going to make people like it more.
Poo-colored.
Then we get Arata. This is another one where I'm not sure they knew what to really do with him in the art.
Looks like he's being a grumpy bitch. Which I absolutely commend.
So Caramon battling an eater, which is a neat little shot. Especially, do you like how it feels like he's jumping at him to punch him?
Yes.
And then the Chrysalamon. For a Digimon, it does not move that much. Does this feel really fucking dynamic?
It kind of like the way it is, like he's like spinning around and cutting with his little tentacle knives.
I know, it's so good. Then they announced the Digimon Liberators Debugger set, which is up to pre-order now. It includes 26 cards. We get art from the webcomic itself, the chapter images for the webcomic, art that was drawn for the web novel, featuring a whole range of the characters from both, plus a new art piece that's used split in half for cards and the storage box. I actually like this because it really shows off the Liberator stuff well. Although, does it feel like it's missing sleeves?
It's like, with that many characters, which ones would you put on the sleeves?
I guess that's true.
It's not like, oh, it's the Digimon Tamers where it's like, okay, it's like three characters. It's like, you have a pretty large cast here. Who are you going to choose?
Shoto, Terramon, and... you only need two sleeve designs, right?
Personally, I would have gone with sleeves that had a bunch of the debugger's emblems on those.
Well, that would have been a good choice. Although I wonder if that's something you can just do separate. Where you pick who you want and you get a set tailored to them. Where the main deck cards are colored and then the Digi-Egg ones are just monochrome. Something like that.
They should hire us to make merchandise.
I mean, I've made merchandise. Home video counts.
Give me more snowballs.
Then we get previews of Battle Pack 28. Chibimon, Dimitramon, Tweetmon, Apollomon Ace, Bakumon, and the Wicked God emerges. They want to add the experience of someone getting the piss beaten out of them to the card game, so they had to do a new Millenniumon card.
Rest in pieces.
Then we also get to see two new episodes of Card Battle. The first one explains the keyword training. The second one has Hideyoshi come back for a match where Yuki uses a deck themed after VPET V1 and V2. And Hideyoshi uses a theme based on V5. I actually like it as a theme trying to do the actual VPETs.
The different things that they try out.
Yeah, it's neat. And that is it for cards, so we can both breathe a bit. And then,
for now,
Annabirth announced on June 6th and June 13th at the Online Digimon Partner Shop, they'll have new summer goods themed after Digimon Adventure and Digimon Ghost Game.
I love that Jellymon's getting more stuff.
To be fair, she's the only water-themed one.
She deserves it.
Do you like how one of the towels is Frigimon?
Is that one of the cooling towels, specifically?
Yes.
Although, of the designs there, I think I like Gomamon with his fishies more.
Yeah, I think that one works well, especially the wave design. The wave design works really well on the water bottle. Did you see that?
Oh, that is cute as shit.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what is next? Next up is... O2 Anniversary Products with new art from Kenji Watanabe.
Hell yes.
They need to sell these in the U.S. I might actually get some of these if they weren't intermediary-based, because the art is so good. I know we've talked about the art before. Which of the four pieces at this point do you think is your favorite?
I think the Daisuke and Vimon one, just for the colors.
Yeah, but... I was going to say, I like the Ken and Wormon one, but the colors, doesn't feel like they match.
No, if they swapped out the orange for the a pink so that it matches.
Or, you know what might work? What if they used the neon green from the Pale Jamon image instead of the green or orange?
Honestly,
Or even that pink or a fuchsia, whatever color it is.
Absolutely, yes. Just take those colors and put that on the Ken.
Because here's the thing. I'm trying to think, why did they pick orange? I'm trying to think, because, there's no orange on Wormon. He has, a fuchsia color, which would actually fit the one. Does Ken have any orange on him? I don't think so.
No, he's just gray and...
Because, like, when you look at the Daisuke Vimon image, you get the bluish purple, which makes sense, and you get, like, a pinkish red, which makes sense. Because it's blue for Vimon, and the pinkish red is, like, a stylized version of his coat.
Oh, actually, I think I get it now.
What?
Ken is taking the orange from Daisuke's coat, and Daisuke is taking the pink from Wormmon.
I'm not sure I agree. That's the closest I can... I can't disagree because I can't think of anything better.
That's my only guess of why they would have that orange on Ken.
See, but it feels like the Jogress image, it takes the pinkish purple from the Daisuke image and it takes green from Ken's. We care about this too much. I think we can both agree.
Yes. Graphic design is our passion.
It is, but it's more the case that the orange really doesn't make sense. Because, like, every other color actually makes sense to a degree. And that one, I just keep looking at it, and I go, it makes the image worse.
At least the Imperial Dramon one, just, it's like, here's just colors everywhere, we don't care anymore.
It at least looks nice, though.
Yeah. Feels very 90s.
And then, Ichiban Kuji news. So, we had already seen the A Prize Omegamon and the last one prize Diablomon. The B prize is Paladin mode. Although, am I wrong, or does Paladin mode not feel like visually that he fits the theme well? Like,
I think he needs more texture.
Yeah, because like if you look at Omegamon and Diablomon, they've been like styled and they've been textured. Paladin mode sort of looks like Paladin mode, and then he's been scratched up a bit to fit the theme.
He's a little too clean.
Yes. Then we've already gotten. The specific art versions of Agumon, Gabumon, Vimon, Gilmon. So they decided to do anime-style Agumon and Gilmon. They look very nice. I will say this. Does Gabumon have, like, a Rolf the dog thing going on with his mouth?
He does.
Like, it looks very Muppet-ish. Like, it looks very much like he being Rolf the dog wanting to play the piano.
Now I kind of want that figure in, and I was just, like... I would sit him at a tiny piano.
Well, remember, these get a U.S. release under the Ichiban Show brand, so you may get that chance.
They're my budget.
As I remember right, the C prize versions aren't even that expensive. One second. Digimon. Let's see what the previous ones were.
Big Guy Toy Store have them?
Yes, they get the Ichiban. So they still have the original Agumon and Gabumon art ones in style for $36. And the Vimon and Gilmon one are sold out. Those were $25. So basically between $25 and $40 for the duo.
Bad.
We still do not know any of the other prizes, though, which are going to be more normal ones. But yeah, all the figures this time are really nice. Mine is that I have to close the tab to stop thinking of Rolf the dog.
Rolf.
And then, okay, Soft V-Mates, the one we got, was that like 2022?
Or earlier.
That, it was
like a really big, like chunky Agumon or something.
That was like standing up with his arms up. It was like 3 issues ago. So new soft mates, Agumon V2 and Gabumon, both of these look amazing.
They're really adorable.
And $30.
It's really nice. I'll probably end up getting the
scale is, I believe the scale is a bit down from the original Agumon.
Good, because the other one was kind of,
Well, that's the thing. I'm not 100% sure, because remember, the other Agumon was standing up. So they give the scale in height. So I don't actually know what the scale difference is because of the sitting down. They could actually be the same. These are out in November. Big Bad Toy Store has them up for pre-order. I'm very, very tempted. I will say this, that Gabumon looks amazing. And then, time for everyone's favorite, poll results. Well, poll... Fladramon / Flamedramon got 45.9% of the votes. That is nearly
one of every two. That coming.
Yeah. Shadramon, people are like, second place is bad. It's not, but also like it's 15%. It's second place because there wasn't really anywhere to go. Barrowmon, bottom of the barrel, though.
Where he deserves to be.
Yeah. But yeah.
Honestly, it's pretty how we called it.
Yeah. I think the one thing I did muse on, and I think you immediately said, Noah's, would anyone remember that Barrowmon was in a movie, right?
Yes. The Frontier one, I think.
Yeah, I think I mused on, would anyone care enough that he might get a bump? And the answer was no. And then new poll time. It is the favorite armor evolution from Digimental Digi-Egg of Love. No one's doing shit here except Halcyon.
Yeah.
This is one of those where I could almost say it could tank Flamedramon's score. So I'm trying to
think. I could also see Swanmon being like upper middle of the pack.
I'm trying to think who, ignoring Halcyon, who here has the most relevant appearance in something?
Terramon.
I'm trying to remember what Terramon
was in. It showed up a couple of times. He showed up in the Tamers.
Was Swanmon in Tamers or Frontier? It was
Frontier. It was basically
the nanny.
Yeah, so it was the Elecmon of Frontier.
Okay, I was sitting there wondering which one they'd been in. And my brain hit, was Almon in something?
Nothing significant. I think at the most it was probably just like background filler.
Okay, for some reason I want to say they were in something, but I don't remember. And then we have the potpourri stuff. So first up, we have reference book updates for the Hanuman line. I like getting them all at once, honestly.
It's like, oh, you can see how they connect to each other instead of just getting trickled down.
Then Karatas, as the karaoke event was getting near the end and they started doing online sales of products, they shut off stuff. This was a really nice range of stuff for O2, Crosswords, and Tri.
Well, I hope the next convention I show up at, there might be some popping up in the vendor's room.
The funny part was by the numbers. Do you know how many products Tri had in this?
Too many?
It was like 40-45% of everything was Tri. Then our war game had a few screenings. They are done now, but they were actually at the Marunouchi Toei, which is closing later in the year because it's, you know, various companies own theaters in Japan. Toei actually still does the actual management for it themselves. It's the last theater where it's not done in partnership or co-ownership. They actually do the management. So before it closes, they're just doing runs of a bunch of classic Toei movies.
Does it say why they're closing it?
I assume because I think it's just like a small one or two. I think it's just a small theater and like they have other better theaters. Like I would assume they co-own what's the one fucking theater that like everything Tri was happening in? It showed up for Kizuna also. Was it in Shinjuku? You know what I mean though. Like they don't necessarily need a small theater that they directly manage.
Makes sense.
Tenya Yabuno posted a little cover image for Mini Digimon, mentioning he chose the pages for the promotional tweet they did, which is one page from each issue, and he said, you'll probably notice new things if you go and read it again. You know, Alphamon's on the cover. I know they didn't find Alphamon, but did he show up in it at all in the background?
Looking and I don't remember.
Neither do I. Like, I'm seeing him there and I'm like, he put him there. Was he in the background somewhere? And I just didn't know. Like, because, you know, we read them. I don't remember. Also, that Dukemon has some shoulder pads at the top left. Holy shit.
They're to contain his rage.
Then, Meguro and Shiba from Digimon Carbell, who have not been there in a few months, posted a photo of them sitting somewhere going, oh my, where's this? And they used the hashtag for Digimon Card Room, which was the mini episodes they would do sometimes. And they do appear to be sitting on the set, so curious when that will show up, if at all. Because that was just a dressed-up, like, office room. So it may just be coincidence that they're there.
Be being used for something else.
Yeah. Then we get some card game art with Shoto asking Terramon, can he carry him? Yeah. Then we get some art from Seiho, who does the web novel art. So they do some cartoony art every time there's a new chapter. Mirai patting Hanimon's a good one.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Then Usagi Bochi did ones for each. These are great. These look so good. These should be like cover images. Also,
and Zian looks like a complete asshole.
Well, I was going to say, Am I wrong, or is Mariah's collar done A, smaller, but B, it doesn't end early now?
It's differently shaped now.
It's not as bad. Although, am I wrong, or is the character, like, almost like SD-ish, almost? Like, the proportions are weird for her now, aren't they?
I think it's just because, like the angle it's supposed to be
I guess.
Viewed from. But because there's no shading and it's completely flat, it looks
okay.
A little...
I get what you mean, yeah. Then Digimon Tamers will be airing on Tokyo MX's Monday block. So 7:30 p.m. on Mondays, for those in Japan. Anna Birth showed off some of the towels, the cooling towels. The best one is Gomamon, for sure.
Absolutely.
Anime Festival Asia Indonesia is this weekend. Bandai will have a booth. They will have a giveaway of Time Stranger hand fans of the three starters. And one of the guests is, I can never say her name, Ir Oi, who sang the theme song to Next Order. I guess she's doing better because I think she went on a break a while ago because of health reasons.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah, I think that happened. Then... As Maria,
that was someone with a similar name.
Yeah, As Maria got a test model of the Figure Rise Standard Amplified Kaijurimon showing it off. He noted it's not final. He hasn't added stickers, gems. He hasn't painted. He shows off the high level of detail of the sword. He also mentions it has a gimmick feature where the sword can fold and shrink when it's worn on the back.
Huh.
I honestly think this is one of the better looking model kits we've gotten.
It's really fucking cool. I'm not personally getting it, just because I just don't care for that particular character.
I'm tempted, I just don't know if I need something more taking up space. Then card game art, Suzune and Violet showing that, they must have crossed paths at some point.
Very good.
Violet, just with the big head.
She will not shut up with her catchphrases.
So Liberator art from first Usagi Bochi. I feel like he meant to crop that off because that pose does not make any sense. That girl does not have a... I suppose Clothes isn't a real person. She does not have a spine, but still.
Her skeleton doesn't exist. Or she started clipping through everything like it was Skyrim.
To be fair, she might actually do that in the story. And then Tomo 1 went with a more menacing sort of type image. More suggestive.
Well, Unchained being an absolute little bastard.
And then, her June art, it's rainy season in Japan. Let's stay inside and play video games. Now, they call the one thing a handheld game system, but man, that really looks like a fucking, like,
old Nokia phone or something?
No, it looks like, what was the, I don't think we got in the US, the PlayStation memory card that had had a game thing.
Little, screen. Oh yeah, the little, it had like a little virtual pet kind of screen on it.
Yeah. I'm trying to read. One second. Let me pull up the name of this. It was
Saturn.
Pocket Station.
Okay.
It looks like the Pocket Station to me.
Either way, it's tiny and he's big, meaty paws. Okay.
And then time for questions. You guys in the chat can throw those up. The first we got, Diego had sent a question in for you, specifically Dev, saying, you'd said you wanted Digimon Kaiser merchandise. Do you have anything specific in mind or just anything and everything? He said that he's a model kit fan, so he'd like a model kit of Ken, maybe with swappable hair and a puppet, puppy eyes Wormmon. So what Digimon Kaiser stuff do you want?
Like, a precious gem or a figure arts model. That would be preferable, so that way I can like pose it and whatnot.
So like when you, so when you say precious gem, since those are large scale, do you mean like him standing on like a Chimerimon or something?
Ooh, that is even more tempting now.
Oh, you just meant like any gem figure, not like has to be a large scale one.
Yeah, like any of the gems would work, but also on top of an Airdramon would be really, really cool, but probably way out of my budget just because it would be gigantic.
Yeah. So basically, some sort of figure is where your preference lies.
Yes, and also the glasses. Just give me a prop of the glasses. That would be fun.
That makes sense. Let's see. Stark asks, if you're at home and don't feel like going anywhere, what's your go-to type of food to order delivered? So,
I don't think I've ever had anything delivered in my life.
So here's the thing. Where I currently live, I actually live really close to a bunch of good restaurants to where, like, within 5 minutes, I would actually have food in front of me if I went out. So it's more less like, don't feel like going out. Not, it's more if I don't feel like going out, it's right there. So it doesn't matter.
There's a shopping center like a mile or two away that if I'm feeling physically dead, I'll go and grab some wonton and rice.
Oh, what type of wontons?
Not the fancy ones, just like regular ass dumpling ones in soup.
I like the fried ones. The place near me brings them out so fresh that it's just like so good. Then some said they've enjoyed our home theater advice to put together a nice setup. What do you start with and where do you go? The place to start with is actually easy. It's TV. Either what do you have or what do you want based on your budget. And where do you go? It's kind of what even Dev has agreed with is once you have the TV, it's like, okay, do you have some sort of sound? TV speakers suck. Like, if you have, find old speakers and an old receiver and they'll probably work really well. You can find
a lot of the record store, at least around here, like
no. See,
music and record stores will sell like secondhand speakers that are pretty nice.
The biggest advice that I see for speakers, honestly, is so many people want a big system or got a big system from someone else and don't want it, and just sell it at Facebook for like $100 or $200 just to get rid of it. So it's like, if you're willing to look around there, there's a lot of options. But start with TV, honestly.
And comfy place to sit.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. Favorite pizza toppings. Based on the place, some combination of green pepper, pepperoni, mushrooms. Dev, what is your preference for pizza toppings?
Again, depends on the place, but I usually get plain or like extra cheese, but one place down the boardwalk has like the most fucking amazing sausage in existence. And it was
I go with just cheese a lot also, but if I'm getting toppings, it's some combination of those three. Like a decent sized chain in the West is Amici's. They make pretty good pizza, but I only like their cheese.
Yeah, over on the East Coast, it's like there's not that many chains. It's almost always like little individual places that only have like one or two locations, so it varies wildly.
There's a bunch of those out here also. Sometimes it's nice just to, if it's a good quality chain, to just know exactly what you're going to get and not think about it. Let's see. Do you think it's possible to go to Digimon Expo for a fan who doesn't live in Japan? Yes. You know the dates. You know about where it's going to be. If you're planning to visit Japan, all you need to do is schedule it around that. Be aware you may or may not be able to get tickets once they announce that. And it's not going to be impossible. Just be aware of your own schedule for your vacation.
Go to Japan.
Let's see. It's been getting hot. What drinks are you looking forward to have this summer? And anything you'll sit down to watch with the drink. I think me and Dev both basically like just any drinks we like cold, we like year-round cold.
Pretty much, yeah. Also, there is this one, I think Santa Cruz makes it. It's a collection of different lemonades mixed with other fruit juices. So some of those are really, really nice.
So I was when this question came in, it reminded me of something, Dev. So you like the green tea ginger ale that they don't make now, right?
Yep.
I remember people doing it with Sprite where they were opening up bottles of Sprite and shoving in tea bags. Why don't you try that with ginger ale with green tea bags?
I could try that or just grab a bottle of green tea and just half and half it.
You need to come up with a name for it, though, like a, because, you know, tea mixed with lemonade is an Arnold Palmer. So what's green tea mixed with ginger ale? This is one to think about.
Ginger kale.
No. Then let's see. Last chance for everyone in chat. Someone said with there being a convention demo of Time Stranger coming up, do you think we'll see the stuff you'd wondered about, like resolution, frame rate? I'm not really worried about that from demos, especially since all the other Digimon games had pages for that on the Japanese website, so it's a matter of getting it. But I'm curious to see what stuff is. I expect we'll probably see it in the next few months.
Yell at someone to go over and snoop around for us.
Oh, I expect it's just going to be a page on the website with everything listed, probably before the demo's there. But we'll see. Okay, looks like that's it for chat dev. What Wikimar article would you like people to read?
Gomamon, because he has the best towel.
That's a good reason. I can be found at With the Will as always. We will catch you guys in about 2 more weeks. Stay cool as everything's getting much hotter. Bye.
Bye.